The final thesis statement example we'll consider is one that applies normative or other theoretical frameworks. Take a minute to read it over. In this case, we contrast the value of democratic dissent with the value of physical safety and political stability. We agree that both sets of values are important, but argue that the latter are more fundamental and hence deserve priority in designing an educational system. With this normative framework in place, we argue that the author's valorization of democratic deliberation and dissent is misguided given current events, and that patriotic education should thus promote the rule of law and emphasize notions of civic duty. In this case, we are both answering the framing question itself and using the framing question as a lens through which to evaluate the texts. Using arguments and evidence from beyond the assigned texts, we argue that patriotic education is best understood in contemporary contexts as an education that teaches students to follow the law and uphold their civic duties. We then use this definition to critique the assigned text's normative commitment to democratic values over safety and hence their characterization of patriotic education. As with the two other examples, this thesis statement is strong because it both presents an original argument with which others could disagree and considers the consequences, or so what, of the argument. If you would like additional examples of thesis statements, please visit the Attachments tab and click on the Sample Thesis Statement document. In that document, we provide sample thesis statements demonstrating each of the analytic approaches and text evaluation strategies we discussed in the Reading Analytically section of this tutorial.